In U-Haul, the Emporia Farmers Market, Jeff Tibb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, Little Creek Rock and Mulch, and Richmore Lawn Care. Thursday mornings, 11:06 on KBOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
KBOE, good morning, 8:43. It is 51 degrees.
KBOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to be joined for our Newsmaker 3 segment on this Tuesday morning by Josh Donaldson. Josh is the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State University. Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Josh is going to be previewing something new on campus. It's a Glow Hunt fundraiser. We'll get to that in just a couple of moments, but I think, Josh, this is the first time we've been able to have you on the air here this morning since you took over as choral director at Emporia State. So when did you start?
I started last March, the March of 2021.
So you got in still in the heart of COVID then, didn't you?
I did, yes. And prior to that, I was over at Blue Valley Northwest. So I've been doing a lot during this pandemic.
Yeah, no doubt. So you get here at Emporia State, still in the heat of COVID-19. Things are lessening a bit. But that, would certainly stunt, face-to-face choral activities. That had to be just a bit difficult to pivot around that, wasn't it?
It was. It was, especially in the music area and with choirs, we really had to figure out how to have choir during a pandemic. And it was challenging, on both parts, for students and teachers alike. But, our students are so great here at Emporia State, and they were real troopers, and they made the best of, just a horrible situation. And this year we've kind of seen a lot more normalcy, and so we're ready to start, especially next year being completely mask-free. And, it's been a long couple years, and I feel like we're finally making some wonderful music, so it's been great.
Yeah, that has to be great, as the floodgates are starting to open, so to speak, and we had the pleasure of seeing and hearing some of your groups perform at a Habitat for Humanity fundraiser just about a week ago, so a nice job there. Your groups sounded really good, Josh.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. I was very, very proud of them that night. I thought they did so well.
Well, let's talk a bit about your background. What you mentioned where you came from directly to Emporia State, but what about your educational venture?
Yeah, so I did my undergrad and my master's at Pitt State University in Southeast Kansas, and I did a master's in choral conducting, and I also did a master's in vocal performance, and then my doctoral degree I went over to KU and did that. I was a full-time grad student, and finished that, and then went straight into teaching over at Blue Valley. So,
well, it's good to have
and
you.
Prior to that,
okay, sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Prior to my grad degrees, I taught over at Council Grove, so I kind of know the area a little bit because I taught for a few years prior to my grad degrees. So,
well, good to have you on the campus of Emporia State, and let's talk about a fundraising event coming up, and it'll be this Saturday. So, it's entitled Glow Hunt. Can you define that for us, Josh?
Yeah, so this is a glow-in-the-dark egg hunt. So it is really made for the adults, was our intention. Every community I've been a part of has always been big with, Easter egg hunts for little kids. And I feel like us adults are kids as well, just in bigger bodies. And we wanted to have a glow-in-the-dark egg hunt, so it's a kind of a bring-your-own flashlight event. We have about $300 in prizes of local businesses, and so a lot of the all of the prizes really are things that we thought adults would really appreciate and like. Of course, there's your obligatory candy that will be there as well. But I mean, we have things from gift cards to local businesses. We have, a free massage. We have basketball game tickets. We have quite an array of prizes. We're really excited to have this on Saturday.
All right. So where will the glow hunting be taking place?
It's going to be held in Hammond Park. And, It is going to be held. Registration will start about 7:30 p.m. For those who don't pre-register, and then the actual hunt will start about 8 o'clock or as close to dark as possible. So tickets are $5 if they purchase in advance, or $7 the day of.
All right, and how and where can we get registered?
So if you go to our social media, Facebook and Instagram, we have at Emporia State Choirs, and our Twitter handle is at ESU Choirs. And we have an event set up on there that you can go and purchase. Aside from that, we have some flyers around town hanging up that have QR codes that you can scan and purchase a ticket directly. And then, like I said, if none of that is works or anything like that, you can always register the day of. So, or, you know, get in touch with me over at the university, and I'd be happy to help you out.
It is the Glow Hunt for Adults coming up. It's a fundraiser for Emporia State Choirs, and this will be at Hammond Park this Saturday night. Pre-registration is $5. Day of the event is 7. Check-in starts at 7:30 this Saturday evening, and the hunt will begin approximately at 8 p.m., and it should be a lot of fun. And let's talk about, Josh, where the proceeds go. What are you fundraising for?
So we are fundraising for our choir tour next May of 2023. And so next year is the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. And so we have partnered with a tour company commemorating that event. It's pretty momentous. And so we're going to go down to Washington, D.C., and we are going to participate in a special ceremony commemorating Dr. King's achievements, and we're going to be performing around the city, and then really just kind of furthering our education and going to a bunch of different museums to help expand our horizons. So all of these proceeds are going to directly to fund the students directly going to this tour.
What a great trip that will be in 2023. It'll be here before we know it, too, the way that time is flying. But this big Glow Hunt fundraiser coming up Saturday, this Saturday, Hammond Park. That's at 1600 State Street on the campus of Emporia State. Check-in starts at 7:30. Should be a lot of fun. As Josh mentioned, they have over $300 in prizes. So get registered and help out the Emporia State Choir so they can get on the ESU Choir Tour to Washington, D.C. Well, we talked about activities. They're kind of breaking loose now, Josh. It sounds like you've got a pretty busy schedule coming up.
Yeah, we do. I mean, this Thursday we have our Choral Fest. And so we have 4 different high schools from around the state of Kansas coming to join us for a big choral concert. And then we have a choral orchestral concert with the Emporia Symphony Orchestra in April. And then we have another event at the end of April. So it's pretty much full steam ahead to the end of the semester.
Well, that is good. It's glad to hear that events are happening, and it's wonderful to be able to promote them. So we hope a lot of people show up at Hammond Park. You have a good evening on Saturday, and raise a lot of money. Josh, good to talk to you. Let us know if there's anything else we can help in the near future. We'd be glad to do it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia State Choral Director Josh Donaldson joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning, the Glow Hunt at Hammond Park this Saturday night. It is 8:52, 52 degrees. Good morning.
This is Debbie with Williams Automotive, serving the Emporia and surrounding communities since 1989. We have a full-service automotive and truck maintenance repair shop.